Camouflage. Now you see me, now you don't. By Quentin Smith, Zach Sawyer, Charlie Sward. How it works. Evolution plays a big key in natural camo, along with an adaptation of the land and animal. Certain animals' fur, as well as skin and eyes, change to adapt to their surroundings so their predators can't see them. This also lets them attack their prey. This is true in animals such as the ermine. Reaction of defense. Although the reptiles are considered one of the only defenses is the chemical reflex that lizards and other reptiles have. They can also have it as a poison. Animals evolve depending on their environment. Like this frog, it is brown. Therefore, it blends in better in a foul environment. Find the frog in this picture and the fish? Also, different kinds of animals have different types of camo, such as the difference between a deer and a fish. The fish is going to have scales that match the water, while the deer will have fur that changes from summer to fall and to winter climates. Chemical. Some animals have something in common with humans. Not only we have the same major organs, their fur and feathers are dead skin tissue like humans' hair and fingernails. Some differences is the animal's fur, it to change color it has to shed its outer fur fuller. Amphibians, reptiles, and fish color change is determined by the biochrome in living cells, a pigment containing of pigment reproduction cells, especially in consideration lizard that by expansion of consolation can change the color of the skin, also called a pigment cell.